Wildcat Insider here on News Radio KMAN. Corey Dean, Wyatt Thompson, talking a little spring training. Baseball's, those are the highlights I get excited about when I'm watching SportsCenter. Even though it's just guys playing catch right now, that's good times for me.
Well, spring is such a great time because it's a time of optimism, isn't it? We were talking about that off air, and you know, I've never been to spring training because of my job, and someday I'm going to do it. I really am looking forward to that. It isn't going to be this year.
That's right.
But someday, yeah.
Well, the spring's going to be interesting as we get to spring football, which is coming up. Spring practice starts next month, into next month, March 29th, and then the spring football game's been announced for the weekend of April 22nd. But a new guy who returns to the sidelines was made official this past Tuesday, but Colin Klein back in the fold, and he's going to be coaching for Kansas State. He's the quarterback's coach, replacing Del Miller, who was his quarterback's coach. Dell, of course, got 45 years as a football coach, 20 of those years here at Kansas State, and a pretty good relationship with one Colin Klein, a kid who dabbled at receiver before he became a Heisman Trophy finalist for K-State. So you mentioned, Wyatt, when Colin left, that you didn't think that he would be gone for long.
I didn't. He's one of those young people, I think if you go back and look at the quotes from Coach Snyder, about the type of young person he is, he's in a pretty high category there in terms of just what kind of a human being he is. Even aside from, you know, what he's capable of as a football coach, just the type of person he is, just cares about people, you know. And to me, it's a no-brainer. I think it's a great story what he accomplished here as a player. And you mentioned, you know, going from receiver to quarterback and being a Heisman finalist and all of those kind of things, and just had a terrific couple of years as a junior and a senior. But now here you go in what seems to be a relatively short time, at least to me, a relatively short time. He's gone from a GA position to being K-State's quarterback's coach. That's a pretty good deal. And he's replacing a good man, a guy he learned from. Don't you see that as an advantage in every way? I sure do.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward. You know, obviously Dana Dimmel's still right there as the OC, but Andre Coleman's going to be in the mix helping with the passing game, and Colin the quarterback coach. You've got a pretty good group of guys there, and I think what's going to be a pretty high energy level amongst that trio, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, I think you look at – I think a lot of people are excited about Colin in what he will do on the field as a coach, but also what he is capable of as a recruiter. Just because of, again, his story, the type of individual he is, he I think will be able to identify good talent and yet also have a whole lot to sell to a quarterback or a running back or a defensive tackle or whatever it might be. I just think everybody is excited about having him out there and representing Kansas State football and Kansas State University.
Is it against the rules to carry around that Johnny Unitas trophy with you when you go on in-home visits?
As far as I'm concerned, I think it's his. He can probably do what he wants to with it. Yeah.
Right. It's like, oh, you play quarterback. Hold on, I brought this with me. Let me set this out. Was I accidentally wearing my Big 12 championship ring? I forgot. So Colin's an interesting guy just because, to me, at least this upcoming season, because of the development we saw with Jesse Ertz over the course of the season.
Right.
He went from a guy at Stanford who was – it looked obviously – first-year starter, because he really missed out. I mean, he started one game and like blew out his knee two plays in. This was his first year starting. The difference between Jesse Ertz at Stanford and the Jesse Ertz we saw with the confetti A&M. And a hat on against Texas A&M, two radically different ways to start and end a season.
Well, there are lots and lots of reasons for that. Del Miller certainly would be part of that. I think you could even say during Colin's previous time here, he at least from a foundation perspective, probably helped Jesse some. But you also have to give Jesse Ertz a lot of credit. We spent so much time last spring and into the summer and into the fall, into the season, talking about how hard he worked 7-on-7 in the film room constantly. Coach Snyder said that all the time. And once he started to get some game experience and kind of figure some things out, I think we saw him really grow. The other thing was is him even throwing the ball some based on his health, and now he's had surgery and should be completely healthy for next fall. That's a good thing, too. You know, Del Miller was quoted as saying, you know, it's a good time, feeling good, walking away, leaving K-State quarterback-wise in the kind of shape that he's leaving them in with not only Colin Klein, or I'm sorry, but with Jesse Ertz, but with everybody underneath that too. You've got, you know, two or three guys there that have lots of potential, including a four-star young man who redshirted a year ago in Skylar Thompson. Yeah. They're really excited about him, too.
Have you been able to start to sneak a peek at the schedule for next year and start to get a little excited? I like having a lot more home games there in Manhattan. I'm a fan of that, but that trip to Vanderbilt looks good, and I don't know, just on paper, and yet again, it's always an on-paper thing, but I really like the schedule next season for K-State.
I do, too. You really appreciate having – I think this is the swing of the schedule where it probably doesn't get any better than this for K-State fans. And what I mean by that is this. You think let's just talk about the league for a second. You've got trips to Texas, to Kansas, to Texas Tech, and Oklahoma State. Well, those are two fairly long trips and two pretty short trips.
Yeah, too short, yeah.
You know, so if you're a K-State fan and you want to go to Lawrence, you're probably going to be able to do that. If you want to go to Stillwater, might be able to do that. And so it's pretty fan-friendly is the point.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, come on.
You're going to go down early, right?
I am going down at least a couple days early. I'm not going to miss out on that trip. That's going to be awesome. So,
I think all the fans at K-State are pumped up about it.
Well, K-State fans kind of took over a little pocket there in Palo Alto for that Stanford game. I expect to see probably even bigger numbers, at least try to make that trip to Nashville, Tennessee.
It's a terrific city.
It's a little more K-State destination. Is that the polite way to put that? I think that's the polite way to put that.
I think it's probably accurate, too. I
mean, it is.
You know, first and foremost, it's a terrific city. Secondarily, if there are, you know, music fans, it's a wonderful destination to go. There's no question about that.
I'm in. Bring on Nashville.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we jump back, we'll talk about K-State women getting the win over TCU, a little bit of baseball talk as well for K-State baseball. John Kurtz had the call. Our own Mitch Fortner is getting ready to head out.
I know.
Here in just a couple days. At the back end of the preseason tropical swing for K-State baseball. We'll get that for you next, John Wildcat Insider.